The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Attorney General Eric Holder has endorsed the idea of cutting prison sentences for many nonviolent drug traffickers. You probably heard that yesterday. What's surprising is who else supports this.
Texas is a tough-on-crime state.
Recognize that voice? More after this from David Harris of AJC. The problem began when politicians, eager to be seen as tough on crime, began agitating for mandatory sentences, sometimes really long mandatory sentences. Do the crime, do the time. Well, now we've learned two things. It doesn't reduce crime, it costs a heck of a lot of money, and I guess a third thing, too. It can turn a nonviolent drug user into a permanently unemployable burden on the taxpayers, or even a ticking time bomb by the time he's released. And so the Attorney General is officially endorsing an idea now supported by the independent U.S. Sentencing Commission to cut penalties for nonviolent offenders. That's actually nothing new for the Attorney General himself. What may surprise you is who else endorses the idea.
We're not a soft on crime state. I hope we get the reputation of being a smart on crime state.
Rick Perry, governor of Texas, endorsing an end to mandatory sentencing at the recent Conservative Political Action Conference. And look who else. This guy. Legendary anti-tax lobbyist Grover Norquist.
This is not some moderate liberal thing. This is getting to punishing real criminals and keeping the costs down so we don't have to loot the American taxpayers to fill prisons with people who aren't a threat to other people. But if you leave them in prison long enough, you get additional problems that cost money and cost lives.
Makes sense. So there you have two bona fide conservatives on the same page as the ACLU, which means these changes ought to be adopted any time now. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.